Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to the explanation of Al-Wazifa from Music of the Soul. We're currently in the 17th recording, and this is on page 319. This will be a little bit longer today to keep the continuity, and it takes us to page 325. And we probably just have about two more recordings. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين اسمعني دعي بفي بقاي وفناي بما سميت به النداء بديك زكريا. Hear my calling in my subsistence and in my annihilation, as you heard the calling of your slave, Zakaria. My master says, hear my calling, O hidden one, with the hearing of acceptance and answering in my subsistence, Baka, my return to being, my return to you, and in my annihilation, my fana, my perishing in you. Even as or with the secret with which you heard the calling of your slave Zakaria, when he said, O my Lord, leave me not solitary, thou art the best of inheritors. Rabila Tatarni Faradunwa Anta Khairala Warakim from Surah Anbiya 21:89. There was nothing in my master's being to forbid it when he asked, with his calling dua for an heir to his station. The reality answered him by giving him Sidi Abu Hassan al-Shaduli. May Allah hallow their secrets. And that's the end of that. There's a long footnote. It takes up a lot. I was going to read this footnote. This is the footnote on Zakaria. It tells a little story of Maryam. When Maryam, the mother of Jesus, was born, her mother sent her to the Holy of Holies to be a special child for Allah. And in this place was the prophet Zakaria, and she gave her holy child to the care of Zakaria, and he gave Maryam everything a child needed. When she was growing up, Zakaria often visited Maryam in the temple and found her eating winter fruit in the summer and summer fruit in the winter. And from these signs, he knew that she was very holy, and he asked her, where do these fruits come from? And she answered him, from my beloved God. Allah sent her everything, and for that reason, when Zakaria prayed in the middle of the night, he cried to Allah, Ismanidai, send me a holy child like this child, Maryam. He wanted a son to carry his message after him, and he prayed for this son. His wife was very old, more than 80 years old, but Allah gave them a son, and he was named Yahya, John the Baptist. The name Yahya comes from the Arabic word al-hay, which means the life, because Allah gave life to the wife of Zakaria, and she returned to be a young woman and to carry a child. Yahya carried the deep inside message and washed the feet of Jesus, alayhi salam, in the River Jordan. God sent him a message. Yahya cleaned the legs of the prophet from the many things that are not right that come to him from the people who live on the outside. And when he washed the legs, he washed the mistakes that came from the people. After the birth of Jesus, alayhi salam, Zakaria began to give the message to all the people. He said, pray to God, do not sin, do not take from the poor, but give mercy to everyone. The king of the land sent for Zakaria because he wanted to marry his niece, But Zachariah told him that in the religion of God this was forbidden. However, the king loved his niece and wanted her. Others told the king that it was really not forbidden for him to marry her, but that Zachariah made this up, so the king wanted to kill him. And Zachariah left his people and fled to the forest. But Iblis saw where he went and told the king and his soldiers. Zachariah stood near a big tree and held out his heart to his beloved God, asking him for help. Allah sent his order to the tree to hide Zachariah inside it, so the tree opened and Zachariah went inside and it closed again. Then Iblis, in the form of a man, said to the people, "I can show you where Zachariah is. He's inside the tree." One of the king's soldiers caught hold of Iblis and said, "If Zachariah is not in this tree, I will kill you." And Iblis said, "Yes, if he is not there, kill me." Then the soldier took a saw to cut the tree down. When the saw came to his body, Zachariah cried out, but Allah sent Jibreel to him with a message. "If you cry again, I will take your name from the names of the prophets, and you will not be my beloved. Do not be afraid, because I am inside you, and this is from my wisdom." So when the saw came to Zachariah's body, he did not die, but in that moment continued his journey to his beloved Allah. And after this happened, Allah cleaned the Holy Land from many things that had been happening that were not right. And this was from the wisdom. The Holy Land is very special for your beloved God. If anyone does not walk straight here, Allah gives him chance after chance. And if he loses this chance, Allah changes him by taking him and putting him in another place. He puts his beloveds in his heart. Anyone who leaves this heart does not find the love inside him. When he gives you the chance to be in his heart, thank him. Pray to him and ask him to give you patience and the complete surrender, like Ishmael and like Zachariah, peace be upon them. Then you will see everything in its place. You will see the deeper meaning of everything, because after a time Allah opens the eye of your heart and you can see the wisdom behind everything, like Zachariah could. When Zachariah cried out, he did not really cry. He cried with his soul, not with his body. He cried, Ismanadi fi bakai wa fanai. Hear my call and put me to live in al-baka after al-fana, to return to live in your existence after I have perished in you. This is the story of Zachariah alayhi salam, and also the story of every beloved who comes to the station. When you look behind everything to see what it is that moves everything, then you see the hand of your beloved. Then how can you say why, and how can you say what? Back to the wazifa. And make me contented with you and you contented with me, meaning make me with all of this one of the knowers who benefit from their truthfulness, about whom you said, "This is the day the truthful shall be profited by their truthfulness. For them await gardens underneath which rivers flow, therein dwelling forever and ever, and Allah being well pleased with them, and they well pleased with him." And that is the mighty triumph. Surah Al-Ma'idah 5:119. I pointed to some of these meanings when I said, "We were pleased with the beloved when he was hidden, and we took the burdens of the outside orders, Asharia, upon us. He gave the mercy to us when we saw him manifest, and the one whose attributes are power and victory are pleased with us." In brief, the meaning is that Allah is contented with his slave by his existence and its dependencies in his hidden state and in his manifesting of him, exalted is he. So the truth is the one who acts without dependence upon his slave, while the contentment of the slave with his Lord is the opposite of this. Because if the slave cannot gain the good pleasure of Allah, exalted is he, becomes the veiled and forgetful one. Whereas if he can win the good pleasure of his Lord, he's the knower and the perfect, and the owner of the station of truthfulness, whose revealed state is the creation and whose hidden state is the truth. Since my master sought to gain the station of complete being and that of making others complete, his pleasure with his Lord preceded the pleasure of Allah with him in this beautiful order. Footnote. When the person's self and heart come to be the self and heart of Allah, this is Jidala. This means that he listens and follows everything that Allah sends to him. He does not care if Allah puts him in the Jalal, the Jamal. He reaches the summit of politeness and knowing. He's like wool between his hands and when he is in the deep Rida. If Allah sends him from the earth to the sky, to the earth, like the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, he does not care because he is in the complete Rida. وانصرني بك اللهك على وليم الجن والانس والملوك. Help me, انصرني. Help me through witnessing you and through witnessing any action or doing good or of harming, of good or evil by you and for you, Bikalaka. Meaning not by anyone else but you and not for myself through witnessing everything or something from any of the worlds of the jinn, the humans or the angels, Allah, awalini al-jinni wal-insi wal-malak, or from all of them. He mentioned these especially without mentioning the other worlds, because Allah's actions, exalted as He, have their origins mostly in these worlds. The results of Allah's actions are more apparent in these worlds than in the others. My master generalizes this with his words and place a barrier between me and everything other than you. My master Abu al-Hasan al-Shaduli Halabi, a secret, said in his litany of the sea, Hizbul Bar, I ask you for faith through your protection, a faith in which my heart is quiet from worrying about my sustenance and from fear of the creation. Come close to me through your power, a closeness which tore away every veil from Ibrahim Khalil, so that he did not need your messenger Jibreel, nor did he need to ask you. Yet you protected him from the fire of his enemy. How could he not be veiled from the harm of his enemies, he being absent from the existence of all living creatures? Therefore I ask you to make me absent through my nearness to you until I cannot see or feel or either the nearness or the distance of anything, for you have power over everything. The meaning of victory over the three worlds, which I have categorized by my insertion of this noble litany, is your victory, your merciful insight over the inspirations of the devil and shaitan, the self, anafs, and the angels, al-malakia. The knowers, may Allah grant us help through them, agree that insights are of four kinds, the fourth, the mercy from Allah, and that there is no fifth. Abbas al-Mursi, hallowed be his secret, said that Allah, praised and exalted as He, helps His saints through His merciful inspiration and makes them victorious through it in the worlds of the anafs, ash-shaytan, and desires. Some are doubtful about this, but in fact there is no reason for the doubt, since the asking for victory is through Allah and for Allah. There is no doubt that Allah is the vanquisher over His slaves, and that the victory of the truth is to reveal this fact to the one who asks, and to make him realize it through this revealing, as was said before. And then we have two footnotes for what we just read. King Nimrod of Iraq gathered a lot of wood, made a big fire, put Ibrahim into a sling made from wood and metal, threw him into the fire. While Ibrahim was in midair, the angel Jibreel came to him and said, Allah sent me to help you. Do you need anything? And Ibrahim replied, Allah knows what I need, and He does not need me to ask Him. This is the deep surrender. And Allah put Ibrahim in the station of the deep surrender before He put His son Ishmael in the station. When Ibrahim reached the fire, it was a garden. The wood had returned to its essence and to bear fruit. It became a garden under which rivers flowed, and the people all saw Ibrahim in the fire, but in the middle of the fire was the garden, which the people could not see. When the fire ended, they saw Ibrahim in the garden. Nimrod discharged Ibrahim and sent him to the Holy Land, to Beersheba. And there he had many sheep and many things, and so he journeyed with the son of his brother, the prophet Lut, to Palestine. The second footnote, al-malakia, is not desire in the usual sense, but desire for the quality of the angels, the desire for good, for purity. There's no refusing, and there's deep politeness. This is from al-malakia. One does not ask Allah for anything. Al-nafsaniya are the desires of the person who lives in al-mulk, the material world. The person needs things all the time and asks for them all the time, to eat and to sleep, and all these kinds of desires. Ash-shaytaniya is the desire of the person who does everything that is wrong. There's nothing good, and he speaks with many voices that are not right and does many things that are not right, and he is the one who forbids you to do good. Ar-Rahmaniya is a quality from Allah. It's the summit of all the qualities. This is the desire to be the slave for Allah, to be like him in everything, more than the angels and a copy of the prophets. You are more than the angels in this quality because only you can carry the message of Allah completely. The angels do not carry what you carry. When Jibreel went with the Prophet alayhi salam in his mirage, Jibreel stopped at the end of Al-Jabarut, but the Prophet alayhi salam continued through to Allahut, the world of the unknown of Allah himself. It is important to discharge all other qualities, Ash-Shaytaniya, Al-Nafsiya, Saniya, Al-Malakiya, to be in Ar-Rahmaniya. The garden and the fire are inside of you. For that reason I say, know yourself. You are the cup and you are the wine. You are the throne and you are the fire. You are the garden. You are nothing, only Allah. Wayidni bilaka bitaib diman salaka fa malaka wa man malaka fa salak. And strengthen me through you and for you, as you strengthen those who travel on the way and who master it, and those who master it and return to travel it. Strengthen me through you and for you, meaning that I ask you for the strength of witnessing and for the protection of or connection to a tawhid when compelling, forceful intentions descend. Abu Hassan al-Shaduli Halbi, his secret, said in his Balbar, we do not ask you to remove what you want, but we ask you to help us with your spirit in what you want. As you helped your prophets and messengers, and especially the truthful ones of your creation, because you have power over everything. The help that is asked for is obtained only from the perfect one of the family of Allah, exalted is he. Therefore, he says, strengthen me as you strengthen those who travel on the way and who master it, and those who master it and return to travel it. He is the owner of the station of ascent, which is not completed until after realization of the station of essence. Concerning the one who has gained a lordship, he has walked and holds the station of descent, which is not completed until he walks in the stations of the tariqah. This latter traveler is more complete than the former. My master Abdul Razak al-Uthmani said, the most complete man is without doubt the one who has walked the way after attraction. Wajma baini wa bainak. And join me to you, which is the uniting through drowning and endless witnessing. Lift me up beyond the witnessing of things other than you, and raise me up beyond becoming intimate with creatures and beings. Wazilaini aini ainak, and remove your veil of cloud from my eye. Remove from my eye, wazilaini aini, meaning destroy or tear apart your veil, both from my outer eyes and from my inner eyes, ainaka, so that my eye returns to be the real eye. and withdraw the blindness from it, which is the reason for the veil. One of the people of Allah exalted is, he said, once a voice called out to me and said, remove being or the universe from your sight and destroy the veil if you want to see me. Wahu baini wa baina ghairik, and place a barrier between, or keep the separation between me and everything other than you from all the worlds. Sidi Abd al-Ghani an-Nabulsi, hallowed be his secret, said, O you, by whose light being manifest, you are the revealed, so that they, beings, become existent, yet they are not. What a dazzling order! In the absence and in the presence, there is no human being but the victorious one, Al-Qahir. Walatahu baini wa bainak, and let nothing come between you and me, between me and you. Ibn Atallah said in Al-Hikam al-Atayya that perhaps lights came down but found the heart full of pictures of the multiplicity, At-Attar. So they returned to where they came from. Sometimes lights come back upon you and find the heart stuffed with the forms of created things, so that they go back from whence they descended. Empty your heart of things that are other than God, and he will fill it with divine knowing, on marifa, and with secrets. And make me one of the leaders of your goodness and caring. They are the messengers. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon them, and the inheritors, until the hour of the day comes. Insofar as prophethood was sealed by our Prophet Muhammad, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, the intention was for the station of guidance, for all the creation to return to the reality, blessed and exalted is it. And caring, wa marika, meaning your gift and your award, which means that he asks to be an example because Allah gave to him and he granted him faith, al-iman, because of his giving and guiding of his creation. He spreads his knowledge and his tasting upon them, and there is no doubt but that the imams of this religion are the most generous of the entire creation. Some of the complete people said the most despicable thing is a Sufi who is mean and who does not like to give, because Sufism and meanness are opposites which can never be reconciled in the ones who travel on the path, let alone in the perfect ones. Allah, Allah, Allah. Allahu minhu bara amr, Allah, from him the order begins. Allahu amru ilahi udallah, to him the order returns. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.